rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
So about 5-6 days ago, I told my producers, hey, I want to get James Williams Dark Waters on, talk about all these announcements of alien-human hybrids in Congress and four alien species here, and all he was doing some reports on it like 8-9 years ago. So I thought, we get this guy on. He predicted it all. And then about an hour before the show, he sends a list of things to look at. I was busy, didn't look at it. And I open it up to my producers right before he comes on. I go, we're talking about aliens. What's this thing about God, God's battle axe, and your God's battle axe? I was like, all right, well, and we shouldn't abandon Trump. I'm like, well, I want to hear that message. I respect him. Let's do it. And then literally I talked to the producers. A FedEx arrives right as he's here. And the guy that picked it up wasn't watching the show and comes over to Rob Dew, who's the news director, right through the wall right there. While Rob's watching the show about battle axes, God's battle axe, and hands him a battle axe. Show an overhead shot of that. Made in Oklahoma by a man who made it months ago and said God, you know, told him to do this, and then he was waiting to say it was a message from God. His son finally said, just send it. And he said, God told me this was for you and a message about what you were supposed to do and to give you strength. And I'd show you the letter, but it's got his address and stuff on it. We'll have to blur that out and put this up later in a text. But he said, God told me this is a message to you that you need right now. This is so prophetic. Not only did it arrive when it was already made months ago, shipped out before this guy was even set up for the show, he brings up this whole thing about battle axes and how God, Trump is God's battle axe, and then it magically shows up right at my desk, right as he's talking about it. This is prophetic. This is how God works. Pat, call you pastor. I would call you a pastor. But James Williams, just finishing up with this, let's shift gears into this so-called alien invasion.
Yeah, I'm fine. Let's shift gears to alien invasion. So,
well, just finish up on why this is so prophetic, because you were making...
Oh, I'm sorry. It's so prophetic because that's how God answers. God weighs into equations into the lives of men, and he wanted to send a message.
He works in mysterious ways.
Was ordained by him. That's him saying, no, I ordained this conversation. Here comes the battle axe. Something that cannot happen. It can't happen.
You didn't tell us you were going to...
Just in case y'all don't believe
what's being
said. When did
you send that battle axe stuff, like an hour before? I mean, it just magically like appears right as you're talking about it.
Oh, no, it's more to that. Before I come on the show, I'm sitting there, I say, God, what do you want me to do? He said, I want you to give him the scriptures and send them everything that you're going to talk about. And I was like, you sure I need to do that? And send it to him. And then I have one thing. He said, no, give the scriptures on it.
Because you didn't do that last time.
Yeah, I didn't, right? But that's what he told me to do. He's like, give him the scriptures. And I was like, okay, give him scriptures. And I shot it off to my producer. My producer shot it off to your producer. And I'm like, okay. And then he was like, now go sit down and relax and get ready to go. So I, you know, then I sat down. I had a different shirt on. He said, no, go put on your sports jacket in a white shirt. I said, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right. Because my thing is, ladies and gentlemen, God will speak to you. If you pray to him, if you
in
talk
fact,
to
you
him.
You rarely wear a sports jacket. I guess God wanted this to be a special day.
He said, put on the jacket, put on the shirt. He never says that. Be like, what you, because I'll say, Lord, what do you want me to wear? Whatever you want to wear. Okay, cool. But there's a level of intimacy, and you can achieve that intimacy by praying to God. Let me add this to the audience. If you watch Jesus Christ's life and you actually study Jesus Christ's life in the Bible and think of him as the pattern for how we're supposed to behave, you notice there were times a day when Jesus prayed. If you just grab one of the same times a day that Jesus prayed, and then walk in the shoes of Jesus by praying at that same time every day, you're going to experience intimacy with the Lord over and over and over and over again. You're going to go through the phase where you start hearing from the Lord. Then you're going to move to the next phase where he just starts to deal with things ahead of time for you. He starts to endorse you. He starts to fight your battles for you. He starts to ensure that you have victories. But it's based on intimacy. It's not based on being a C&E Christian when you go to church.
That's why it's described as the bride and the groom. It's very intimate.
Yes. Yes, you are the bride. Yes, absolutely. And there's so many dimensions of our God that are beautiful that people never explore him. Like the biggest problem I have with aliens is the
doctrine. Let's start getting into that, because I agree with your analysis of this. And I'm 10 years ago on Rogan saying it's not from a foreign space, it's interdimensional. And I knew from the document they were doing animal-human hybrids. I talked to whistleblowers. They're now admitting all that. Why are they disclosing it now?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Only reason why I can think they're disclosing this now is because they have a fake alien invasion that's been programmed and they're ready to do it. That's the only thing that makes sense.
And you said that 10 years ago. I've seen your reports.
Yeah, the documents are there where you know that they tried to pass a law in Congress to stop them from making human-animal chimeras, and it never passed in the Congress and the Senate. So they're already doing it. It's not like, and it's documented they've been making human-animal chimeras. They tried to stop them from doing it. So, okay, you can sit, someone can sit there and say, oh, well, I saw a gray alien. Well, you don't know what in the world you saw. That you saw something that came from a lab somewhere.
Could be somebody in a suit, could be a lab, but they admit it's going on. So let's play a clip of Matt Gaetz a few weeks ago saying the Army comes and briefs him. They're humans and aliens being bred together. And you're saying, is that what my intel is? No, it's insect, human, it's all the same. It's new creatures. They are alien, but not from a distant star system. Here's a clip.
I think the most important information will be the biologics that are not human that have been discovered. And like even some of the briefings that aren't classified just need to be out in the public. I mean, I had someone come and brief me who was in a military uniform, worked for the United States Army, that was briefing me on the locations of hybrid breeding programs where captured aliens were breeding with humans to create some hybrid race that could engage in intergalactic communication. An actual uniformed member of the United States Army briefed me on that.
Non-human biologics, interracial alien mating? What the F is going on? Look, wait a second. You had whistleblowers tell you this kind of thing? Can you please unpack
that?
Yeah,
I had a guy who was uniform.
Oh, let's stop there. Then they asked Tim Burchett about it last week, and he said, yeah, it's true, but I can't tell you. It's classified. How do we know they're being a disinfo? The point is, why is this coming out now? That here I am 10 years ago on Joe Rogan explaining this to him. Here's a clip.
It was once considered a conspiracy theory.
Mysterious brain.
So what I'm telling you is China has no rules. 20 years ago, they had cows that produced human milk. 20 years ago, they had spiders that produced body armor, spider guts. They have human-animal hybrids 30 years ago. They've got giant human tissue farms. You know, you hear, oh, your Achilles is torn. We've got a grown in a lab, a tendon. It's not a frickin' tendon grown in a lab. It's a frickin' deal, a humanoid. These aren't humans. The way they get around it is
Wait a minute. We're saying so many things. Listen, I love you to death, but you say
so many
different things. I bet you
$10 million humanoids are real.
I believe they are. But you say so many different things without stopping. It's hard
because I'm reporting
to
the government agency, so they'll listen and investigate. I'm decompartmentalizing.
Okay,
this will be studied for years.
So what?
No, what I'm telling you is,
Joe. Yes,
it was in MIT Quarterly 25 years ago that they had human animal embryos, but they killed them at the embryonic level. You can pull it up.
No,
let's expand.
I believe
they've got humanoids.
I believe this. I mean, look, they have already used CRISPR to enhance children
with higher intelligence.
Yes,
I want to talk about human animal hybrids and humanoids because, Joe, why has it got to be a humanoid?
Why?
Because if you make it a few percentage points, another animal or another creature, it's a gray area. There's no human rights. You have an animal rights movement. You have a human rights movement. There's no alien movement.
Right.
Aliens are real. They're creating human-animal hybrids that are a new creature, never here on Earth. It's alien.
This is it. Human stem cells being injected into a pig's embryo. For the first time, scientists are seeing how our cells grow and interact inside an animal.
Scientists in the United States recently tried creating the world's first human monkey chimera. I'm going to repeat that so that it registers. American scientists injected human cells into the embryo of a monkey.
China's already doing it, announcing in April that an international team successfully grew human monkey embryos and sustained them for 20 days in a lab. The only question is, what will they do next?
U.S. and Chinese scientists have implanted human cells into monkey embryos.
Yesterday, the Senate passed the Endless Frontier Act, a bill that commits nearly $250 billion to promote emerging technologies so that America can keep pace with Chinese innovation.
In simple terms, they created embryos that were part monkey and part human.
Chimeric research is a Pandora's box that's obviously from hell that should not be opened.
Then we create human-animal chimeras with perhaps human neurons in their brains. And that raises a lot of ethical issues because what looks
it's all been
like
done. This is, they're telling you something 50 years old. So Dark Waters, James Williams, what's this really all about?
It's about the fact that the Book of Revelations, everything that you see in the Book of Revelations, they're mimicking what you see.
As the day and as Noah, so will be in the time of the Antichrist.
Right. So you and you're talking about the Genesis 6 narrative. The Genesis 6 narrative is about there being aliens and human hybrids and giants and all of those different things. But where we find ourselves right now is in a unique situation where they've been doing experiments outside of the United States of America because they don't want – in America, there's laws that they can fight against it. In China and Peru and all these different places, they are doing experiments that will blow your mind. And like Alex was saying, we're talking about 25 years ago they was doing this stuff. So when you see – when you combine the modern technology that they've got from off the world into dimensional beings through DMT trips and having meetings in DMT cutting deals with demons because that's what it is, and then you combine that with genetically modified humanoids. Alex, let me ask you a question. How much of our DNA needs to be edited for us not to be a human again?
Any of it.
Exactly. So when they say non-human biologics, if it's been edited 0.01257%, that's not human. So when the thing about the congressmen and the senators and those people are getting this information, they don't really have the background to really understand what's being said to them. So if you genetically modify a human being in any way, shape, or form, that's a non-human biological. So if you the further you genetically splice and change and use CRISPR gene editing on these entities and move them away from the original man, which God made. There was a video that came out when with the World Economic Forum people talking, and I covered it in one of my late night videos, and they were talking about what's the difference between the God man, the Jesus Christ man, and the new man, which is the one that they're gene editing and changing. And the people were saying, well, we're making the new man like God. And so you are watching Genesis 6, the book of Enoch play out all over again right in front of you. And then it goes to a higher level because the Satan wants to dominate us in this realm. And what's the best thing? What was the thing that Satan hated? He hated the fact that God made us in his image and his likeness. What is everything going on right now, ladies and gentlemen? It's about changing the image and likeness of men. If I'm not mistaken, there was a book that came out called The Changing Images of Man. I made it 20, 30 years ago. What they were talking about, they was going to make every boy a girl and every girl a boy. They were going to make people more promiscuous.
Yeah, they're getting this used to and saying a man can be a girl and all that, so we accept the transhumanism. And so this is, it just says, for those who don't know, in the Old Testament, in Genesis, about this, and this is why God destroyed life on earth.
Yes, it's why he destroyed life on earth. And, you know, the dangerous thing about this is all these things have become their own form of religion. And so you'll find a huge segment of the population that understand this, but they don't understand the larger role that it plays in their life because they've studied aliens. They study UFOs. They can tell you about the four or five different type of races. They can tell you about the intergalactical entities. But they can't explain to you how that relates to the dominion that you've been given as a Christian through Jesus Christ. We have been given dominion over this territory. God said, let us make man in our image and give him dominion. Let them have dominion. You are a dominion. You are a ruler in this territory.
We have the deed, but the devil is literally an alien that gets us to splice up and no longer be a copy, not God, but little g in the image of God. And if we give up that genetic bill of rights, that genetic deed, then we've sold out because we're no longer what God made.
Exactly. And then Jesus Christ came and died to give us that same authority and dominion back, and then now we're just handing it over willy-nilly again. Because people don't know that this is stuff that you should contest against and contend against. Alex, you know, when I did my research.
We have to fight for our birthright.
We have to fight for our birthright. Yes. We have to. It's really we have to stand in the victory that's been established by Jesus Christ. Because we fight from a place of victory. We don't fight from a place of loss. That's one of the problems that we have is like, oh, we're losing. No, we have victory over them. We need to enforce that victory over them. Through Jesus Christ, with the help of the Holy Spirit, with the divine knowledge of our God.
Even though God gave us all these Bibles and the truth, they cut out the other books, they lie to us. People have their minds wiped. Well, we have to rediscover who we are.
Yes, we have to rediscover who we are in Christ. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know how they have like a cat that's getting distracted by different lights on the wall? You know, like a little
laser
light beam that's got laser lights? It's like people are being treated like cats being distracted by a laser light. But the enemy is right there in front of you. The enemy is an interdimensional being that's been here for a long time, that sits outside of space and time, that has a level of understanding that the Bible says the devil goes a-roaring, walks around like a roaring lion seeking who he can devour. And you just need to make sure you're not one of those people that he can devour. And how do we do this? By having the knowledge and understanding of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, what he's done for us,
by
the authority
people perish
that we
have, for lack of
the power we have. Yes. And so people, this system wants you to have the knowledge of UFOs and aliens. That's fine. I think it's perfect. I have a lot of knowledge of UFOs and aliens. But you have to balance that off with the knowledge of the kingdom that you're a part of. You are a part of the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It has to be balanced. And it has to be interpreted from that lens of his kingdom. Because if you interpret it from any other lens, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be deceived. So, for example, there's the doctrine of the rapture. What about the fake rapture that they're going to do? Why do you think they're rolling out all the UFO aliens devices and all the crazy stuff flying in the sky? Wait till they start picking up Muslims and picking up Hindus and be like, oh, my God, all these people just disappeared. They were gone. What do you think the average Christian going to do? Because they don't understand the doctrines of the Bible. They're going to freak out. That's why the Bible talks about the Antichrist coming and everyone being fooled, because they haven't come to the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They haven't studied the Word of God, because for some reason we've been convinced that when we go into the Word of God, it won't lead us into all these things. The Holy Spirit leads us into all knowledge and understanding. So he'll lead you to where you want to go. He just wants to partner with you while you're on your way there, ladies and gentlemen.
It really is incredible. What would you call this period we're in right now?
We'll call it the fourth turning or the great awakening. And there's contention. There's people contending for the minds of everybody as we go through this great awakening. And that's what we're looking at. We're looking at the battle or the warfare for everyone's mind. And InfoWars is like the perfect phrase to encapsulate it, because it's the war for everybody's mind.
And the soul. So before you went live, you said... I said, look, defend Trump because I want him to get back. And you said, no, that's your job as a watchman to do that. People misinterpret that. Exactly. I want to get him back on track. And when we did it, he starts getting back on track. Can you explain that? Why some people think you're just supposed to do whatever his advisors or the bad guys around him are saying. Well, there's a bunch of good people too. So what should we be doing?
As a watchman, is your job to, specifically your job, as the watchman that the Lord has positioned you on the wall, you've been there, you've been calling out threats. You called out external threats prior to this, right? This was an internal threat. And we know that the internal threat was a certain group of people that went into the White House. We watched them pull up to the White House day in and day out. We know it was an internal threat. So you started ringing alarm about the internal threat. The problem is, ladies and gentlemen, when the average individual sees someone ringing the alarm bell, they have this cult of personality mindset where it's like, oh, well, he's attacking Donald Trump. Well, sometimes you need to tell the king, hey, king, you done lost your mind. King, you tripping. We need you to get it together. And the people around him have to push through that. If you love him and you want to actually serve him, you're going to tell him the truth. He's going to get mad. If everybody commits to, I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Jesus Christ is the truth. I'm telling you the truth. I can't lie to you, Mr. President. This is this. He gets mad. Well, next person, I'm telling you the truth. By the time he gets through 8-9 people telling him the truth, he'll be like, all right, what the hell didn't happen in here? What's going on? But you're going to have to be truthful with the man. If you love him and you're there to serve him, you have to be truthful with him. And then let the Lord deal with the rest of it, because he's God's anointed. And that's what we have to do. We can't get our feelings hurt because he says mean things. We can't get our feelings hurt because he sent a tweet out on Easter where he was actually on some Elijah-type stuff when Elijah was against the priests of Baal on Mount Carmel. He was like, well, where's your God? Is he in the privy? When I read it, I bust out laughing because I said, this dude is wild. I'm going to blow you up. Al-Akbar. I was like, dang, Donald, you wilding out. So you not only you tell him you're going to throw him up, blow him up, but you teasing a God, saying he can't stop you from me from blowing you up. But people don't see it that way. They saw it as,
let's
oh, my God,
this.
Donald said something
Let's end
mean.
With this. You got to come back the next week. Because I'm not mad at you. You kind of moved on from it, which I'm not saying it's bad. But I had you on about the aliens right before you send a list and look at it. I'm like, what's this about? God's a battle axe, and we got to, okay. Well, I go, let's go there then, because I want to hear a defense of Trump. I mean, I need that. And then you're like, you're a battle axe, I'm a battle axe, but Trump's our battle axe. We got to fight over the weapon. And then literally FedEx pulls up right when you're on. They walk in with a letter saying, God told me to make you this battle axe and send it to you as a message to keep fighting. I mean, show the battle axe, folks. That is incredible. This is one of the most incredible things ever. I mean, this, I've never been sent a battle axe. Magically, you're set up 4 days ago. I had no idea you were going to be talking about this. You send notes right before. FedEx arrives right when you come on. They walk in. The guy got it, didn't even know I was talking about it. And then the letter says it's a message from God to keep going. I mean, literally God just sent us a note.
Yeah, he did. He did. I'd be happy to come back on with you next week to discuss whatever you want to discuss.
But what do you make of this again? Just elaborating, because I'm just dumbfounded. God smacked.
I just think it's God's way of endorsing the conversation and sending a message that, hey, this needs to be listened to. Alex needs to be listened to. What James is saying needs to be listened to. I'm endorsing this conversation that they're having. And he did it in a manner in which nobody can sit there and say, oh, it's fake. I don't know the guy's name on the letter. You don't know the guy's name on the letter. And then the guy wrote inside of his letter. Now, it would be great if you call the guy. Have somebody call him and bring him on.
That's a great idea. Scott, have somebody get this fellow on tomorrow or next week.
Let's get that guy on and see what, from his perspective, what happened and what the Lord told him. And what I like about it is you get the people get to witness how the Lord moves and how he is involved in the affairs of men. He's not this distant guy that don't care what's going on in your life. And that's why I love him. That's why I serve him.
We got a minute and a half left. Lead us in a prayer for Trump's defense and Trump's awakening, defend him from these evil people around him, and we take back control through the Holy Spirit. That God gets back control of Trump. He gets back under God's control.
Sure, let's hit it real quick. Lord, we thank you and plead the blood of Jesus Christ over sin, iniquity, and transgression that speak against us into the courts of heaven. And Lord, we honor you because you are our God. You are our rock and our strong tower. You are our deliverer. Lord, let me say a quick prayer for the InfoWars crew. Lord, as Alex Jones is the head of the InfoWars crew, Lord, I ask that you give him rest. And Lord, any wicked spirits that have attached to him or gleamed onto him because of the stress and anxiety that have hit him, Lord, your word says, be ye anxious for nothing, but in all things through prayer and supplication, make your request known to the Lord. Lord, I ask that every request and prayer that the InfoWars crew and its members have made unto you, Lord, we ask that according to scripture, you answer those prayers. Lord, the spirit of, what is that? The spirit of alcoholism, Lord, that's trying to attack each and every person in that building, like it's outside of the building. Lord, spirit, we bind you now in the name of Jesus Christ and command you to depart. And Lord, we ask that in that space where that spirit is making that attack on them, Lord, we ask that you fill that space with Holy Ghost fire. In fact, Lord, we ask that Holy Ghost fire descend around that building now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for President Donald Trump, which I did earlier, but Lord, let's pray for J.D. Vance, the vice president. Lord, we pray for J.D. Vance, a man who knows the word of God, a man who's been studying the word of God.
I'm into that. James Williams, we'll talk to you soon. Dark Waters, we'll talk to you soon. God bless you. Powerful.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there.
Ah!
Yeah!